Good morning, everyone. Amy and Sarah here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast.
Today, we will be discussing the following topics in our podcast: human morality, social conformity, and herd mentality.
We will be relating each topic to the novel Lord of the Flies, written by William Golding in 1954.
I'll start us off with human morality. Human morality is the ability to differ between situations and actions that are right and wrong. So morals, they're gained through childhood and adolescence, not something a baby is born with. In class, we discussed how children's experiences at home, the environment around them, and their physical, cognitive, emotional, and social skills influence their developing sense of right versus wrong. Through the website we read through, we were able to make many connections to show how human morality affected the boys in Lord of the Flies. Before being deserted on the island, the boys knew right from wrong, as they were very put-together British boys. Being isolated from community and authority, the boys started to lose their sense of moralities.
In Lord of the Flies, the boys became quite savage and had their priorities or morals out of line. When they became more immune to the lack of authority on the island, the amount of morality was visible. Roger stooped, picked up the stone, aimed, and threw it at Henry. Threw it to miss. When the boys had been living on the island, they had no longer held back what was right and wrong. Because Henry threw the rock to miss, he knew it was wrong, but he acted on impulse.
At the ages 2 to 4 is when children begin to learn the difference between right and wrong. The boys being on the island between the ages of 6 to 10 without any parents shows how human morality took part in the novel. Parents being away for 7 to 8 months can really change the child's thought and views.
Jack being one of the main characters shows astonishing amounts of human morality. When he leads the group to the pig hunt, when everyone knows it's wrong, yet they still do it because they have no morals. With being on the island for so long, their morals have left and they have stopped caring about natural things that they were taught to care about. The way Jack shows human morality with the pig hunt is one of the more serious ways that was shown when parents are not there to tell them from right and wrong, not a care in the world goes through their minds.
The next topic that we will discuss is social conformity.
Social conformity is the influence from others to alter your beliefs or your opinions to fit into a certain group. When you do not know what to do in any situation, you start to follow social conformity, because you might find it easier to follow someone instead of voicing your own opinion. Others might find it that just to fit in, that following a group is better and you will be more likable.
The little ones represent signs of social conformity since there are no parents on the island to help or lead them. They follow the older boys and try to fit in with their group. They feel as if the older boys are like parents to them, even though they are not treated very well. An example of the little ones being mistreated is when they were put in the middle of the chanting hunt that is like they are pretending to kill the pig. Kill the beast, cut his throat, spill his blood. Where the older boys put them in the middle and pretended like they're poking and stabbing the pig, thinking it's all fun and games.
Cases show that when being away from your parents for too long can cause you to follow someone else that is older. During this novel, the little ones looked to the big ones to follow and listen to them as they were the leaders. It may be wrong of them to take part in the chant and games, but since they were the only parent figure to listen to and to follow.
The little ones are one of the biggest examples of social conformity throughout the book Lord of the Flies. But another character that would represent social conformity is when Ralph, during the discussion making of the leader with the conch, he looks towards the big uns to see if it was a good decision. Ralph looks towards the big uns for confirmation. He was looking for approval, which means he wanted to fit in with the group. Laughing, Ralph looked for confirmation round the ring of faces. The older boys agreed. By him looking for approval amongst the group of boys shows that he's trying to fit in and be liked by them.
Kids tend to look towards people who are older than them for direction. This is why Ralph looked towards the older boys. When being raised, you tend to follow what your parents do or how they deal with certain situations. In this situation, Ralph looks towards the older boys to make sure that the decision he made was good enough for them. Children making decisions go to their parents to confirm that their choice that they made was right. In this case, since there were no parents, the Biggins were the only parent figure they had on the island, which is why Ralph went to them. Our last topic we'll be chatting to you about is herd mentality.
Mentality occurs in a numerous amount of situations, also known as mob mentality. One starts to lose their morals and becomes a whole within a group of people rather than sticking to their own beliefs. It is also how people can be influenced by their peers and adopt certain behaviors, and priorities can be changed, leading to irrational actions.
Herb mentality is shown many ways during this novel. One of the biggest ones that took place was when Simon was killed. The boys were so caught up in chanting and killing the pig that when Simon came to tell them that the beast wasn't real and ran into the group, they assumed he was the beast because it was so dark and came out of the forest that it wasn't clear enough for them to see, being caught up in their priorities, which led them to irrational actions.
A professor from Florida says that you only need 5% of people to start a mob mentality. If you have Jack leading them with the pig hunt and getting caught up in priorities, this leads them to killing Simon. Jack and the group being so caught up in getting with the pig's head that when a shadowy figure comes out, they don't observe, they just attack. Which, when one member of the group wants to do something off adrenaline, the rest will follow. Whether or not that's what their main goal was, they never killed Simon unless they were off adrenaline rush and had a form of mob mentality acting upon the group of boys. In the book we've read, The Lord of the Flies represented many psychological behaviors that were very easy to identify and analyze during this topic discussion.
Well, everyone, that will be the end of our podcast. I hope you all enjoyed this week's discussion, following human morality, social conformity, and herd mentality. We connected these topics that we covered and related it to the novel Lord of the Flies by William Golding in 1954 in a psychological perspective.